USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A whistleblower complained about President Trump's phone conversation with the new president of Ukraine in July may be made public today. The complaint reportedly has been declassified, and members of Congress were able to see it yesterday. One of them, Republican Utah Congressman Chris Stewart, says,
I was a little bit anxious, actually. I thought, am I going to be surprised? Is there going to be something in this that I go, oh, no? And I can tell you that after reading it, I'm much more confident tonight than I was this morning that this is going to go nowhere.
He was speaking on Fox News. A White House released transcript of that phone call did reveal that Mr. Trump did ask the Ukrainian leader to investigate Joe Biden and his son Hunter. It may be fall, but forecasters say millions of people across the nation's southeast will broil under record-setting temperatures over the next few weeks. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
The Senate is again voting to block President Trump from taking money for military construction projects and using it to build a border wall. 11 Republicans voting with Democrats yesterday to override the president's national emergency declaration to seize those funds. Texas has executed a man convicted of killing his wife and stepsons 12 years ago. Robert Sparks died by lethal injection yesterday at the state penitentiary in Huntsville. The 45-year-old Sparks told police he repeatedly stabbed his wife and two stepsons at their home in Dallas back in 2007, and he also admitted raping his two stepdaughters, who were both younger than 14 at the time. And two cultural touchstones are 50 today. From the world of music, it's the anniversary of the Beatles' classic Abbey Road release, and it's been 50 years since the Brady Bunch premiered on TV. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends, the radio listener special is still going on at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one MyPillow premium pillows. Savings on Giza Dreams bed sheets, mattress toppers, go anywhere MyPillows. And, of course, body pillows. If you're a side sleeper, you need that. If you've got a dog you love, they have great dog beds. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
17 states now suing the Trump administration over cutting back the Endangered Species Act. The states say rules scheduled to take effect today would weaken current protections, and they argue the new rules increase the risk of extinction for endangered species and their habitats. Severe storms and at least one suspected tornado tore through parts of west-central Wisconsin on Tuesday night, and yesterday the governor, Tony Evers, was visiting the impacted areas. His takeaways from that visit?
The people of Wisconsin and, you know, people of Wheaton and other areas around here step to the plate, help out the neighbors. The roads are getting cleared. There's lots of people helping out every single place we went.
While there was some serious damage done by the storms, luckily there were no serious injuries reported. Governor Tom Wolf says he's now in support of legalizing recreational marijuana in the state of Pennsylvania. Wolf says he's urging the state legislature to consider legalization after releasing a report from the lieutenant governor's statewide listening tour earlier this year. And an interesting new study finds milk keeps people hydrated better than water does. Scottish researchers finding it's more hydrating as it contains lactose, protein, and fat, which help keep hydration happening over a longer period. Remember to find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.